Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I locked it in a cage, wrote a novel. 'Cause everybody likes to read a novel. It started with a word, and it started pretty well, about a rare and fragile bird that I couldn't even spell on the table. Think I left it on the table. Page in the sky, cold and sweet like an apple. I found you, and now the story has its proper end. Oh, hello, will it be mine? I haven't felt this alive in a long time. All the streets are warm today.
That's Manchester. That's the name of the song, not the place. It's by Kishi Bashi, who performed at the Mission Folk Festival this year. That release came out in 2012. How are you doing? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the show, and I have got some really great music for you. It's Empanadas Ilegales, and this is Chicara, a song that they performed on the main stage in Mission, BC, and had the crowd dancing like crazy. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Thank you.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Salty dog, candy man, salty dog. If you can't be my candy man, you can't be my salty dog. Candy man, Santa Claus, candy man, Santa Claus, candy man, Santa Claus. If you can't be my candy man, you can't see my Santa Claus. Little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Stop on the red and go on the green, don't mess with me standing between. Get my baby some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get my baby some beer. Run, get the pitcher, get my baby some beer. I wish I was in New Orleans just sitting on the candy store. Big leg out up, 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 big leg out up. I love them big leg gal, God knows I do. Candyman, salty dog, Candyman, Santa Claus, Candyman, battening hall. I'd give anything in this God Almighty world just to get that Candyman.
Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That's Jerome Blind Boy Paxton. And that's from music from the American Epic Sessions. You just heard Candyman right here on The Jukebox. He was at the Mission Folk Festival 2024. So alumni, we're playing some alumni as well. Very cool stuff. That is Francophone Indigenous singer Shawit. And we also have something from Denisha coming up on the show, a song called All the Sweet Tea. Kaylee Jade also from her album Turpentine, which I was so honored to be a part of. I got to sing one of the backing vocals on one of the tracks on that album. I'm going to play another one called Ego. And Minuscule from their album Great, which came out last year. Lukewarm Love. They did an incredible acoustic version of the song Seeds. And I got to see that. They shared that on their Instagram. It really touched my heart. So thank you to the folks at Minuscule. They were great on the main stage at Mission Folk Festival. And here they are on The Jukebox.
Thank you. was a minor thing. I turned to something looming, crashing over, and I'm drowning. But since it's not my style, I'm trying not to make a scene. My
for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Time is ticking like it always does. It flies right by, right over us. There is nothing you can do to quell, to stop that girl from running. To dry up all the rain, all the mountain peaks in Colorado, they're waiting there, calling out our name. What I've been missing is your tender touch, 'cause if I've got you, then I have enough.
sun that comes to dry up all the rain. All the mountain peaks in Colorado, they're waiting there, calling out our name.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Junmo Kang, a researcher at the University of Kansas, recently spent a year living in Jokbongchon, a poor neighborhood of Seoul, South Korea. There, many people live in cramped apartments without kitchens, heat, or air conditioning.
The conditions are extremely harsh. Many rooms are so small that some people have to sleep like diagonally just to lie down. And often there are no windows or ventilation, making the rooms dangerously hot in the summer and bitterly cold in winter.
Kang moved to the neighborhood to study firsthand how climate change affects people in poverty. He calculated that because residents there have few resources, they generate less than one-third as much climate warming pollution as the average South Korean. But their harsh living conditions put them in danger during extreme weather like heat waves.
I think this also highlights the key injustice. Those who contribute least to climate change are often the ones living in the harshest conditions and with the fewest resources to adapt. This experience profoundly changed me. It deepened my understanding of vulnerability, resilience, and injustice, not just as an abstract concept, but as lived realities.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're too-